Caring for an older person can be tough, especially if they have complex conditions and their adult child lives far away. More people are hiring private care managers to help, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Anne Sansevero had spent 16 years as a nurse in New York City when she started her own business as a care manager. She'd seen lots of older patients leave the hospital, only to be readmitted soon after because they couldn't cope once they were back home.
It was then a light bulb went off that there's a huge need for care coordination in the community, a holistic, focused type of care that can really prevent these readmissions.
She started out working alone. Almost two decades later, she employs six nurses and one social worker.
We'll get called for a crisis that their loved ones had a fall. It's the fourth fall. They don't know how to stop them from falling in the home. They're not taking their medications correctly. So we will work with that family to really do a deep dive and an assessment on why they're having the problems they're having.
Sansevero, or one of her team, assesses a client at home. They note the person's physical and cognitive state, as well as their environment.
You have to be a detective. You have to look in the fridge to see what kind of food they're eating.
Which meds are unopened and which rugs are easy to trip on. Then they come up with a care plan. None of this is cheap. According to the Aging Life Care Association, care managers charge anywhere from $100 to $300 an hour, depending on their location and experience. Sansevero says a growing number of her clients are solo agers, people aging alone. One of them is Libby Daniel. Daniel is 86, spry and petite, with blue eyes and wavy grey hair. The shelves of her Manhattan apartment are lined with framed photographs.
My sweet mom, who I love, my brother, my mother, and me.
Daniel had a long career in advertising and a tight-knit family, but they're gone now. She didn't have children. She says her health is good.
So far I'm lucky, but I like having this in my hip pocket so that I know that someone will be there when things go awry.
Sansevero meets with Daniel every few months to assess her and see whether she's okay to stay in her home of more than 50 years.
I'm trying to hold on to my independence as long as I can. I don't want to start to become dependent too soon.
Still, sometimes things go wrong quickly. Audrey Tunstall lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. Last year, she had to move her mom to a memory care facility when her mother was diagnosed with early onset dementia.
When that all of it happened, it just felt like I was drowning.
Tunstall was 23. She's an only child. Her parents are divorced.
I did not know what to do. You know, there's no guidebook for when this happens.
A friend recommended a local care manager. Today, the care manager handles Tunstall's mother's medications, fields her anxious texts, and questions her living facility over extra charges.
And then she will send me like a report at the end of the month. And I don't have to worry about stressing, is my mom safe? Is she okay? Everything like that. It's just a game changer.
Stephanie Nofell is a geriatrician and assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
I just wish it were a bit more equitable.
She says private pay professionals can be highly effective since they work directly for the client. But
I find that sometimes the people who would really benefit the most because they have so much going on in their lives are the people who can't afford it.
Nofell says most older people have no choice but to struggle with a complicated, fragmented healthcare system, managing their own care as best they can. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.